Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about her body count is over 9,000. Well, let's go! Yes, fellas, you talk to this chick, she's so beautiful, so sweet, and she smells so good. But then when you take her home and you're about to shove your pee-pee inside of her, you see that between her legs, it looks like an Arby's roast beef sandwich, all full of mayonnaise! Yum, yum, give me some. You gonna eat that? I wouldn't, but some people are thirsty. Just saying. Yes, most women are not vegan if they get those half beef injections, so yeah. What can you do? You try to take these hoes home, and what do you get? You get nothing but skeezers, every single one of them. They're all single moms, they're all blown out, they're all crazy. They have all this disease inside their mind and body and their soul. But what can you do as a guy? Not a damn thing. Yeah, you're just along for the ride because you're a man. Your opinions or your say doesn't count or even matter. Yes, ain't that some shit, right? That you're the workhorse of this society, but yet you get crapped on. Yes, it is what it is. But yeah. Yes, remember this sexy piece of fucking nutcase? Yeah, this chick. Look how pretty she is, but she has a really, really fucked up view in life. Yeah, she thinks that men only want women for their body and their free labor. Yeah, so that she thinks just because a chick moves into your house, she's eating your food, you're paying for her clothes, her bills, and all that. She thinks what she does is free labor. Yes, look at this pampered chick. First world problems, in my opinion. But yeah, let's let this crappy sandwich maker say what she needs to say, because ooh-wee, yes, she's insane. My opinion, of course, but it doesn't matter, right? Not really.
Okay, so like, you're not here to please me, you're not here to serve me, and you're not here to make my life easier. So I'm confused as to why you're here.
Yeah, this chick thinks she's the prize. She's saying, entertain me. What are you here to do for me? Yeah, bitch. What are you gonna do for me? She says, oh, I am the table. Seriously, like, what do? Besides complain and say that you do all this other shit. Well, I'm just right here twiddling my thumbs. Yeah, you believe this shit? But obviously, modern women. Yeah, that's why women shouldn't have any rights, because they have these stupid ideas. Just saying.
Are you looking for unconditional love? Because I don't give unconditional love to men. I'm really confused. That's how your energy needs to be, ladies.
Yeah, you guys probably say, whoa, why are you talking about this chick? You already did. Yes, fellas, I just want to reiterate that this chick, just like a lot of chicks, has this kind of mentality. They think that you're here to serve them. Yeah, and they think that you're just a little peon that you have to serve them. Yeah. Don't let this queen bee control you. Yeah, realize that you're the one that's making this world move forward, and these chicks are just here for the ride. And because you wanna fuck them, you're gonna let them. But don't be stupid. Hold out. Yeah, realize how much power you have as a man. Yeah, pussy can move fucking mountains, but penis is what fucking is the blood, sweat, and tears of this world. So, think about that shit, lady.
Is how you are supposed to be with men. That's how you're supposed to be, because they only see you as a supply.
Yes, fellas, that's why you should reject these women, because when they come around, they do this bullshit. If you reject them, it fucks with their head, it fucks with their ego. Oh yes, either A, they try better, or they fuck off. So either win, as a man, you win. Yes, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Fuck this bitch. In my opinion, of course.
They only see you as a service. Yeah.
Yeah, women just want to enslave you. They think you're some kind of puppet that they can control and you're there to do their bidding. But no, we have our own minds, thoughts, and feelings. These chicks think they're the prize, but no, we're the prize. So either you bow down to the master salami, or you can go to hell. Yeah, simple. Yes, women act like they don't want dick, but that's what they live for, and it's in their DNA. But no, they rather act all stupid and treat you like shit. But yeah, men are gonna walk away. I know I am, so enjoy.
And some, they're happy to pay for the service, and some are really cheap and they don't want to pay for the service.
Yes, women don't see you as a human being or someone to be loved. You're just a work mule, a means to an end, a utility. Yes, serve me or get the fuck out, right? Yes, fellas, if you let women do whatever the fuck they want, they do shit like this, and then they want you to clean this up. Yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be a poor white dude to clean up this mess. Why? Because a lot of you are thirsty fucks. Not just white boys, but men in general. Yes, but I have noticed that white boys are really, really bad at being cuckolded. Why? Why? I don't know. I know why. It's because the tiny hats hate white people. Oh man, yeah, that's some shit in another day, so let's continue with this.
It's very savage. Sounds very transactional, because it is.
Yes, with women it's very, very transactional. Once you know that's how women think, they don't love you, they just love the stuff that you do for them, then you treat them accordingly. At least that's what I do. I don't know what you guys do, but yeah, you do you, boo.
It's very transactional to men. Everything here is seen as transactional to men. They don't care. The reason why it's transactional is because they don't actually have any genuine true feelings for you.
You're wrong about that. Men do love. Men love hard. Yeah, look at these guys. These guys are so messed up that they're turning to girls because they can't find girls. Yeah, the transmaxing thing? Yeah, guys do that stuff so they could get a chick. That is sad. So, so sad. It's because you women make us do some weird things, some weird mess up things. And yeah, it's not good. You say it's transactional. That's unfortunate with you, ladies. Yeah, and men, because we're stupid and we're loyal, we fall for this shit. But, you know, sooner or later, guys are gonna wake up, and I think it's starting to happen. Yes! Let the pain flow. Enjoy.
They don't understand love. They don't understand themselves. They don't understand what they're doing. They are purely driven by their urges and their desires.
Well, I'll give you that much. There are some men that are driven by instincts and their penis. But yeah, the same could be said about some women too. I've seen some women, they do some vagina thing. Yeah, they start chasing you. Well, me, I'm actually a good looking dude and I take care of myself. So all the time, I have all these women throwing themselves at me. But yeah, I bite, and guess what they do? They run away. So yeah, lady, you're also a horny coomer lady. Yeah, you have fucking penis in your brain, so that's why you're acting all like this. Yeah, were you touched when you were a little girl? God, I hope so. If not, then you're just a bitch. Just saying.
Liars. That is it. That is it. So while you're here, thinking that this man's going to come in and save you, and oh my God, he loves me, he loves me. He gave me a ring and he loves me. He gave you a ring so that he can get access to your body 24/7.
Yeah, this chick has a stupid mind. She's really retarded. She's actually telling on herself. Yes, she thinks that a guy is in a plot and scheme all this time just to get access to her pussy. Oh yes, in case you are noticing, I'm gonna switch this off. I'm gonna leave YouTube behind because, yeah, I can't say the shit that I wanna say, and this chick's fucking really annoying. Yeah, this fucking cunt is saying all the stupid shit because women are so fucked up and twisted and manipulative, they think that guys will do the same shit to them. Yeah, she says, oh, they're gonna string you along so they could get your pussy and use you. Bullshit, that's what women do to men. You're a fucking lying piece of shit, so fuck you, you dumbass whore. Fuck you. Yeah, this chick fucking triggers me. Now you know why I'm talking about this bitch? Yeah, so fucking stupid. Thinking just because fucking they play with their pussy and they fucking manipulate us that we're the same way. So fucking stupid. Yeah, let women talk, and sooner or later they tell on themselves. What a cunt. Just saying.
And he also gets free labor. That's it.
Well, you're gonna be living in the dude's home. He's gonna be paying your bills. He's gonna be feeding you. Yeah, he's gonna be putting clothes on your back. Yeah, you could at least clean the house that you live in. Yeah, you could at least wash the clothes that he fucking puts on your back. Yeah, and once in a while, won't you tell him, I love you, honey, kiss him, and suck his dick. And yeah, once in a while, cook some food for him. Yeah, as long as we keep our hearts full and our bellies full, Yeah, we'll be happy. But no, you think fucking all the shit that men do doesn't mean shit. Yes, self-entitled fucking children. That's why you gotta take their rights away. They don't fucking deserve it. Look what they do. Fucking evil, cruel, sadistic bitch. Yes, us men, we love you. And yet you fucking treat us like shit because we're fucking stupid. And guess what? We deserve it for being stupid. So don't let yourself, fellas. Yes.
That's it. And on top of that, he doesn't love you.
How the hell can you love something that doesn't let you love them? Yeah, you act all toxic and entitled. So fucking insane. But yet you want us to love you? Yeah, we try. We so try, but you don't meet us halfway. Why? Stop being insecure, bitch.
Because most of these men are married to women and they don't even love them. They've been married for 10, 20 years and they don't even love their women. They don't even love their wives. Because they don't even understand what love is. I met a guy recently, I swear to God. He is like the definition of what we're talking about right now. Like, he is the epitome of what I'm explaining to you guys right now. This man was only interested in a woman's body and cooking and cleaning. And he thought that...
Oh yes, the guy's making sure that he's marrying a good woman. Yeah, someone that'll take care of the children. If you have kids, right? You need someone that could cook, clean, and someone that won't eat the children. Yeah, I bet if you have kids, they'll die from starvation, you worthless bitch.
I was dumb, and I didn't realize what he was seeking. I knew instantly what this guy was looking for. He had no intention of getting to know me. He didn't care about my mind. He didn't care about who I was, my dreams, like my...
I swear, these chicks, they act like you're trying to enslave them. No, if this chick truly did love you, she will see this as an opportunity to show you her worth. Yeah, this chick will want to clean. She want to take care of you because she's trying to show you that she's a good woman, that she'd be wife material. But no, this chick is complaining when you ask for that kind of stuff. Yeah, this chick is just telling you she's not a good woman. She's not going to cook. She's not going to clean. She wants you to save her and make all her dreams come true. Even though her dreams are stupid and idiotic. Yes, fellas, women are insane in a nutshell, so enjoy, friends.
My goals, my aspirations, like who I am as a woman, what I was like when I was a child. He didn't care about that stuff. No.
Gee, isn't the point of dating to see if you guys are compatible as mates, to see if you guys actually do want to get married? Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? What do you think, lady? Yeah, these chicks have this fucking weird Disney bullshit in their mind, thinking that their fucking white and shining armor is going to save them from some weird fucking imaginary bullshit scenario in their fucking noodle. Yeah, women are fucking stupid, but yet you guys want to stick your dick in crazy? Yeah, this is the shit you have to deal with. Fucking A. Women are not shit without men. They need us. They need us really, really bad. So why are you gonna put up with this shit? Fuck 'em. Yeah, that's what they need. They need to get fucked. But like, they don't let themselves. They could go in the corner and do whatever the fuck they do. Go play with their fucking cats or dildos. Yeah, go play the WNBA. Another worthless fucking shit. But anyways, let's continue with this other bullshit.
No. Every question he asked me was to do with food and cleaning.
Oh yes, stupid. I want you to know if you could cook and clean so you could stay at home and do all that shit so I could go out and fucking slay dragons. Yeah, you like to eat, right? Well, fuck, I gotta go out and work and go make the money. Because, yeah, you're supposed to take care of the home shit and I gotta do the work shit. And we're supposed to meet in the middle so we could build a nice fucking family together. Yes, but no, you just wanna be there laying on your fucking ass eating bonbons and fucking watching Oprah just like Peggy Bundy. What the fuck, bitch? Go fuck yourself. You're worthless. At least fucking Peggy Bundy had nice titties and shit. Yeah, you're pretty too, but fuck you. Yeah, your attitude makes you disgusting and ugly. Yeah, but fuck you, bitch. Yeah, this is the type of chicks you're supposed to be with. Yeah, just take women's rights away. And I'm sure fucking that shall reset her fucking thought process. Just saying.
Do you cook? Do you clean? Can you make this? Can you make this? What about this? Do you know how to make this?
Yes, fellas, unfortunately, most women look like this, think like this, and that's how they talk. Yeah, so you think you're gonna make a wife out of this? No. Yes, this is just a mind virus that's been put in there by fucking Jews and fucking America. Yeah, America, instead of fucking endorsing fucking strength and masculinity, they're fucking promoting degeneracy and fucking homosexuality. Yay! Yay, America! No, fuck this shit. Yeah, all this shit needs to go away. Real, real bad, but heh. Let's see how long this shit lasts, right? More damage, right? Yep, yep, yep.
What about this? Have you ever cooked this? Every conversation leaned towards cooking and cleaning and labor. Free labor.
No, lady. Nothing in life is free. If you want something bad enough, you gotta go out and get it. Yes, that's what you don't understand. Yeah. Remember, it's a two-way street, but you think that because you're a woman, that guys need to serve you. But no, we're supposed to help each other and love each other and nurture each other. But no, you're supposed to do this. But no, you'd rather be a bitch and a whore. But okay, let's see what happens when you're turning 50. Yeah, let's see what your tune is then. Yeah, you'll be going, oh, where's the minute? And then you're right there with your cats and your dildos. Yeah, because nobody's going to want to be with you because you're going to be insane. You are insane now. It's just they're going to be old and insane. Yeah, the only reason guys entertain is because you're young and hot. But once that shit goes, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Yes, this man's back was hurting because he'd been single for a while and, oh, he had to...
No, your backside's hurting because you're getting old. Yeah, he's probably in his 40s. Yeah. Yes, friends. Incidentally, if you want that lower back pain to hurt, not to hurt, what you do is that you pull the back skin of your back. Yeah, because the skin and your muscle gets stuck kind of like Velcro, so you got to pull it apart. So yes, if you grab your skin and pull it out, it'll help with that. You're welcome. Yes, I know all that. Oh yeah, don't forget to stretch too. Stretch out those back muscles. A lot of people don't stretch, and yeah, when you get older, you gotta stretch. Because if you don't, you're gonna get stuck there. You're gonna start looking like Mr. Burns. Hey, you do you, my friend.
Look after himself. Oh, oh, get the violins out. Get the violins out. Oh, this man had to actually...
Man, this bitch needs to get raped. The way that she fucking acts, she deserves to get fucking made hate to. Also, this fucking white chick, she needs to get raped too. She acts all retarded, but you know, that's the teenage that we live in. She'd rather fuck niggers. Oh man, what a great world that we live in, huh? 1 million strong and growing.
Actually, he had to take care of himself. He had to cook. Oh my god, he had to cook for himself. He had to clean. This man was complaining about...
What a dumb bitch. To make a long story short, she's just mad because nobody wants to put a ring on her finger because she's lazy, so fuck you, bitch. Yeah, and here's another clip of a bitch fucking telling this dude what she thinks about men. Yes, let's go look at this insightful little clip. Yes, it looks like men and women are incompatible is because men and women have different views in life. Yeah, men try to build and you women are just live in the now. Hedonism. Yeah, and usually with hedonism, you destroy. I'm sure you don't mean to, but because you're stupid and self-entitled, it just goes that way. Whatever. Oh, so you're a rug muncher too? You notice how a lot of women are fucking bisexual? I bet this chick's a fucking fat, nasty bitch, but who knows? I never see a face of her, so it could be whatever, right? I think your expectations for men, ladies, are just way, way too crazy and insane. Yeah, you want us to have six-pack, be millionaires, have fucking a nice fucking mansion, a badass car, and it's like all this shit. Well, you just come in and you get the cash and prizes. Yeah, women think they're the prize. But what the fuck, if we have all this thing, doesn't it mean that we're the prize? Just saying. Oh, us men are not reasonable, huh? Gee, don't men fucking do all kinds of compromises for women? Yeah, when a woman wants this, that, and the other, we do it. I remember there was one chick that I gave her my position, so I worked with her. I gave her my position so she could go advance, because I really cared for her and all that. Yeah, you know what she did? She just fucked me over. So yeah, you gotta learn that women are just fucked up. If you let them, you give an inch, they'll take a mile. Oh yeah, so be careful, my friends, just saying.
Men are fucking crazy.
But it was implied, right? And also, I think that's projection too. I believe the women are the crazy ones. You do all kinds of shit, and then us men, we try to decipher it, and most times we fail at that, and guess who gets the short end of the stick? We do! Yep, yep, yep. But it is what it is, right? Take notes, fellas. You're getting pearls of wisdom from this dumb bitch. Yeah, we need to be more empathetic. Bullshit. I've tried that before. Trust me, fellas. It doesn't work. Yeah, this chick fucking thinks that men are fucking these brutes. Maybe we should be brutes. They ask for it all the time, so maybe we should push their shit in. I don't know. It's just an idea. Let's continue. What the fuck? No, I've noticed that women are emotionally fucking illiterate, or they don't give a shit. Yeah, well, I guess women don't give a fuck about you. They think you're a piece of shit. Yeah, they treat you like not human, that your feelings don't count. Yeah, it's the fucked up thing. Women's emotional prowess, or EQ, whatever you want to call it, it sucks. Yeah, they gauge you, they look at you, and they treat you like shit. And they think that you love this. Why? No. You're stupid, lady. Fuck you.
It's not the way that you guys are designed to think or feel. And it's not right.
Now I understand why both of my granddads used to beat their women. Yeah, because they're stupid, you need to realign their fucking attitudes, because if you don't, fucking A. Just saying.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing other than what I just said.
Yeah, man. She fucking busted a Kamala Harris and she just said nothing but fucking gibberish. Yeah, it was all a fucking word salad. Blah, 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 blah. Just like all fucking women. They talk nothing but nonsense. Yeah, and we all got a little bit stupid from that shit.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's continue from this abortion, right?
But I just don't think that men are born with empathy.
Oh, you want empathy? How about if I spit in your face while I choke you and also fucking the shit out of you? I'll be like that, huh, you dirty girl? Oh, yes, Gonzo could do all kinds of things. Try it on. You see what I mean, fellas? She likes it hard. Okay, babe. Anyways.
It's men's fault? I don't know. I haven't blown shit up, so I haven't...
Well, I've blown shit up, and that shit's fun. Why, you say? Let's just see if I could. And I did, and I can, and I don't know, maybe I'll do it again in the future. But you never know. Gonzo G's like that. Strange and mysterious. And insane too, don't forget that.
Huh.
No, I don't think the world is shit because of women, even though there is more women entering to positions of power. No, the people that I blame for this shit are the Juden swine. Yes, those fucking assholes are the ones making the world into a crappy shit place. Yes, and everything else is just fucking symptoms of that problem, so yeah. So, whatever, man, maybe I'm stupid or maybe I'm not. What do you guys think? Who's wrong, Gonzo G or fucking these cocksuckers? Anyways, let's continue with this bullshit. Hey, do you know what? I just had a crazy idea. You know how the Jews are killing and destroying all the people right now? Yeah, imagine after this shit that they had no other place to go. Where are they gonna go? Imagine they start building spaceships and they start going to Mars or some shit? Yeah, be fucking Jews from Mars. Oh, that'd be fucking weird and funny.
So, a woman should be in charge?
Oh. I literally... hands and knees.
Hands and knees? That's your problem, lady. You're a fucking whore. Yeah, that's what this chick wants to do. She thinks that fucking's gonna be Shangri-La with women. Oh, hell
hi,
no. Women are so fucking stupid.
So
they'll fuck shit up. So,
there.
Yeah, fuck this bitch. She's so stupid. And, fuck you, lady. Suck my dick. Yeah, women are crazy and irrational, and you want them to be running the show? Fuck you. I don't want women to be running nothing. Just saying. This chick is stupid. She thinks if women rule the world, that things will be all nice and sweet and kumbaya. Oh, hell no. The world wouldn't be perfect if they were running the world. Oh, hell no. It'll be nice, but it never will be. Yes, women are so fucking stupid. They think they could rule the world with their power of the pussy. No, there is a lot of simps, but no. Guys are already doing their own thing because women are insane. Yes, friend, just control your biology, because if you don't, these women will control it for you, and then you're gonna be going to hell. Yes, you'll be going to the land of ruin, because that's what women do to you. Just try to make enough money and take care of your own personal stuff, because the future's gonna be really fucked up, okay? Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Shalom, sharks. I am Rabbi Ely Buttplug, fifth generation degenerate. This is my daughter, Atalia Buttplug, sixth generation degenerate. Today, we are asking for a no-interest loan of $6 million for our company, Kosher Cox.
Oh my goy, I love kosher.
Every dildo is blessed, rinsed, circumcised, then sucked by a rabbi before packaging.
And what's that in your diabolical hands?
This one's our Dreidel Diddy Anal Destroyer 2000 spins and vibrates. Great for family gatherings.
As a collector, I want to know what makes your product any different.
Good question, Chabensky. The secular market is saturated with goyish filth.
Do you have any sales?
No, but I do have this ancient scroll that says sales were promised to us 3,000 years ago.
What is the product made of?
Ethically sourced Jerusalem silicone and baby foreskin.
Sorry, Rabbi, I'm Jewish, so I'm already an owner in a degenerate sex toy company, so I'm out.
Oh my goy, this is worse than the Holocaust. What about you, Lori?
I don't think I'm the right partner for this product and wish the worst for you. I'm out.
Damon, what about you? My tribe help end evil segregation.
Shit, man, I already got a big dick, know what I'm saying? I'm out.
I lost all feeling down there from all the male prostitutes, so I'm out.
Rabbi Kuklav, I'm making it 110. Get the fuck out of here.